Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker, along with Bernie Fratto, in for Chris Broussard, who's off tonight. He will be back on Monday, and we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Pick up the phone and call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on auto insurance. That's a lot of loot for a quick phone call. Don't you think the average, don't you think? I mean, be honest, the average national annual savings survey data from July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
And we are wall-to-wall Bernie Fratto with the NCAA tournament. March Madness is underway. And we did have a shocker today as Oral Roberts upsets. They were number 15 upsets. Number 2 Ohio State, and Cinderella is alive in the tournament, and I think a lot of people's brackets got derailed a little bit with Ohio State going out so quickly, and Oral Roberts, their first NCAA tournament win in 47 years, Bernie, unbelievable.
Well, and the subtext to that comment, Rob, is we surmise that the Big Ten is officially on overrated watch as Texas, North Texas, leads Purdue by 5 with under 10 minutes to go. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah, but I think this is a good start for the tournament. Whenever you can get a big win like this, it piques people's interest. People who might not have been like, oh, I'm not watching the early rounds, or maybe aren't feeling it if they're Duke fans or Kentucky fans or, you know, some of these other big schools. Michigan State went out, Bernie. You know, they've been to the Final Four a number of times. There's a lot of Michigan State people out there. They're out. So some of the schools we're used to seeing are already out. And maybe this will reignite people's interest in the NCAA tournament. So I think this is a good first day.
No, I completely agree, and you always root for the story. I don't have a rooting interest in a team. I'm just curious, Rob, do you have SJSD in the Final Four? That would be Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. 101 years old, attended the game today, Loyola Chicago. Here we go. They're going to face off against Illinois, and don't tell me people aren't going to watch that.
Yes, that's going to be definitely a talk, and we'll get enough cutaways of her, right? She got to get to the game, right?
Was she on the Golden Girls cruise with you by any chance?
Yeah, I think I might have hooked up with her at some point. No, I'm just kidding. It was somebody who looked like her.
Good night, folks.
Sorry about that.
You've been
that.
A great audience.
Try to veal. No, I'm just kidding. I think we shared a decaf coffee and a chest x-ray while we were on the boat. All right, but here's something, Bernie, that happened last night that wasn't a laughing matter. Tom Izzo and got into it with one of his players. He missed his defensive assignment. And Izzo, right, this is right before the half, and Izzo was not happy. And, you know, went after him and yelled at him and grabbed his jersey. And then they went up into the tunnel, and Izzo again went after him, and he kind of pushed Izzo's hand off of him, and it just was ugly. They had Michigan State led by 11 at the half and wind up losing in overtime to UCLA. And a lot of people saw it. This is not Izzo. This has happened to Izzo before. We saw it in 2019, the last time we had a tournament. Same exact thing. He went after a player. All of his former players ran to his aid. Oh, this is just coach stuff. This is how coach does it. It's no big deal. I don't have a problem with the coach yelling at a player or trying to get a point across. I do, however, have a problem with it getting physical and touching people. I really, really do. We're in a different time, a different era. And the players who always run to the defense of these coaches, let's just be honest. They did it for Bobby Knight. They did it for the Ohio State coach. Woody Hayes. I get it. Players always come to the defense of these coaches and say, oh, no big deal. You don't know what you're talking about. This is just the way he gets things across or whatever. It's no big deal. But I'm not buying that. I've seen a lot of great coaches. I never saw John Chaney go after a player like that. I never saw John Thompson do it. There's a number of coaches I never saw do it. And it's a bad look in this day and age, Bernie, where you have cameras everywhere, where you see the anger and the frustration in Tom Izzo's face go beet red, and he's grabbing at the kid. And the kid, what? Yeah. Coaches always talk about what? They always talk about keeping your composure under certain situations, and he's not doing it. That's what he talks about. Let's just hear, and I want to hear your take, but let's hear what Izzo said last night after the game.
You guys are beautiful. Yeah, he missed a play, and I told him, and he walked away, and so I told him to come back. I mean, we went through this a couple of years ago. A game like that, that's the question you're going to ask me. I guess I'll answer it because the media has the right to ask whatever question, but we'll get him in here and you can ask him. I mean, it was a normal nothing. It's just that this day and age, everything's something.
See, that and there's the other problem. Tom Izzo really thinks that's not going to be asked at a press conference, Bernie. A confrontation in front of everybody. That's not in the locker room. He really thinks that's a non-question. That wouldn't be asked of the media? Go ahead, your take.
Well, Rob, I hear you, but let's give this some context. Give me a little latitude here. Let's take this back to our time together in Detroit. Let's go back almost 20 years. The irony is Tom Izzo always liked you but you never liked him. And when it comes to Izzo, I think
I don't have a personal thing against him, so I don't want that.
Well, but when it comes to Izzo, you need to lie down with a cold compress, get yourself some warm milk and soft music. You've been riding him like a rented mule for 2 decades. Remember that great soundbite when you're up in Lansing and they had a tough loss? And you asked a question, and you were critical, and it was a fair question. And Izzo looked at you and said, Rob, you come up here once. And you go, no, coach, I've been here twice this year. He goes, okay, you come up here twice. One of the great sound bites, we got a lot of mileage out of it. Now, look, let's unpack this for just a second. It's not a good look. Not going to lie to you. And the player 2 years ago was Aaron Henry, who's still on the team. And one of the players defending him is Draymond Green. And you have to really ask yourself, why do they defend him? Because this is a man who's got a hell of a lot of sweat equity and goodwill capital built up in East Lansing. He knows what these young men, or he means to these young men. He's not perfect. And we're in a time right now where there's heightened sensitivities, as there should be. If this was a first-year coach, if this was Eddie Gazinski from University of Nowhere, we'd have a real problem. But Izzo has too much goodwill capital and sweat equity built up, and there's a reason he has the support of his players. And, Rob, you got to be honest, and I never said it was personal, but you've just never really cared for Coach Izzo that much.
I have an issue with the physical part, and the other part is this. I think that players come to his defense for one reason and one reason only. We saw this with Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight was allowed to continue his reign because people kept backing him.
He's
people
way worse than Izzo ever was.
But my point
Come
is,
on.
I'm not saying it's the same exact thing, but the reason that he was empowered is that people didn't call him out. People allowed him to – he showed up with a whip to an NCAA tournament.
I remember.
Okay?
And he was eventually fired.
Okay,
and
he was
Bobby
because
Knight,
he again put his hands on somebody, and that's what got him fired. My point is, the reason that players defend these guys is that these guys recruited them. These guys made them, put them on teams, and gave them an opportunity for them. If you're Draymond Green, you're a multimillionaire, you're an NBA player, you played for Tom Izzo, I get it, your allegiance. But you don't know what that player that he just did that to went through. That it might have worked for you, but that doesn't mean it works for everybody. And that's what people need to understand. And then the parents are in a bad spot. You don't want to sound like a crybaby. The players are under a lot of pressure not to push back on the coach as well, because the coach might take it out on me. He might not play me. So the player can't really be honest with it as well. This is a new day. This is a new day.
Come on. You're bloviating. Stop. Then your beef is not with Tom Izzo. It's with the people who enable it. Call out Aaron Henry. When he was a freshman, the same thing happened to him. Now he's a junior. He's the best player on the team. Then your beef was with Draymond Green and these other parents you speak of. You're speaking out of school, Rob.
No, I'm
You're giving an emotional opinion.
No, it's about Tom Izzo being physical with college kids.
You don't like him in the
first
place.
You don't need to do that. There's a lot of great coaches, Bernie, who have never touched a kid.
Okay, fine.
You don't have to touch a kid.
And there's a lot of great coaches who can't hold a candle to Tom Izzo. Ask the players.
What do you mean? He hasn't won a championship in 21 years. Stop it. Stop with the Tom Izzo love. What championship, Bernie, 21 years ago?
I'm going to double down on my Tom Izzo love. Because everybody defends him but you. I agree last night was not a good look. But you're taking it completely out of context, and all the people that matter are okay with it except you.
That
because
doesn't
I know
mean it's right.
I know your history. You've never cared for Tom Izzo. You diminish all his Final Fours. You diminish the guys he put
Bernie,
in the
Bernie, how many championships does he have in the last 21 years?
One. He's had one.
Right. Okay, that's what I'm asking you.
So what's your point?
My point is
Tom Brady had seven. You don't
like
him either.
Point. Here's my point, that obviously his way isn't working because Michigan State ain't winning championships because he's pulling on people and being physical. If you told me he had 8 championships, maybe I would buy into it. Maybe
no,
it's not
lucky.
Working.
You'd say
maybe,
he's lucky.
Maybe his way ain't
lucky.
Working. How's that?
No, you'd say he's lucky, and you'd come up with every back crazy excuse in the world as to why it happened. Referee made a good call. I don't know. The game, the fix was in. He got lucky. You know, it's like Tom Seaver. Every time he pitches, he's really lucky. The other hitters are having a bad day. Rob, I'm not letting you off the hook on this. You don't like Izzo, But you are right that last night was not a good look. You just simply choose to characterize this out of context with an emotional diatribe.
It ain't out of context.
Yes, it is. No one else agrees with you.
He did it in 2019. And Aaron Henry's
okay with it.
No, I don't care if he's okay with it. Well, doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't. Those kids are in a bad spot because they can't speak out against the coach who has their scholarship.
Coaches.
Who have their scholarship in their back pocket, Bernie. Don't tell me that. Those kids are frightened to death.
After they're not playing,
they come back and they might talk about it. Or after they're off the team, they'll say that they don't like it. I've talked to plenty of former Michigan State players who don't all like Tom Izzo's way. So don't act like I haven't talked to people.
Well, you could find guys who didn't like John Wooden either. So the bottom line is you're looking for – when you find that perfect person, Rob, that does it everything your way, you show them to me.
Players that Tom Izzo's coached over two decades, and two people came to his defense last night. Just two. Show me the quote from Magic Johnson last night or from other players. Two people said something positive. But he's from Michigan State. You know what I mean.
So what? Rob, you can't play God on this one. I'm acknowledging that it wasn't a good look. But people don't know. I was next to you in Detroit all those years. You never cared for Izzo.
Rob G., can you give me Magic? What did Magic say?
Actually, Magic did tweet about this, Rob. It's funny you brought him up. Here's what he said on Twitter. Last night, head coach Tom Izzo and player Gabe Brown both made a mistake in the heat of the moment. Both men should apologize, grow from this, and get better and move on.
So he's being neutral.
Sound like he's calling out Izzo to me.
He's being neutral, Rob. So the kid making a mistake doesn't give the coach the right. All right, look, I want to hear from our listeners. 877-99 on Fox. We've chopped it up enough. I want to hear what people think on this. Is Tom Izzo getting physical with his players foul or fair? We'll continue the conversation with you next. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple. Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it's a funky flashback Friday here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard. He'll be back on Monday. And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also brought to you by Discover Card. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report, limitations apply. We're talking about Michigan State coach Tom Izzo. The Spartans were knocked out last night by UCLA in overtime, but there was an incident where Tom Izzo got physical with one of his players. Bernie Fratto says it's no big deal. It's business as usual. I think we live in a different time. Putting your hands on people just isn't tolerated the way it used to be. Times have changed, and Izzo has to change. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
877-99 on Fox.
And quickly, I object to that characterization. It's not business as usual. No very other coach could get away with that. I think we have a different context here. But let's hear what the callers have to say, Rob. Let's go out to James in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What do you got?
Well, yeah, you can say we live in a different time because of people with Rob's view are blowing this way out of proportion. Got physical. Really? Got physical? That was tantamount to tapping somebody on the shoulder to get their attention.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. If he tapped him on the shoulder,
let him finish, Rob. Hey, Rob.
No, Bernie.
Let the man finish.
I wouldn't have had any respect for Izzo if he hadn't done anything. What do you want Izzo to do there? Just let the kid walk away? I would have said, what a wimp Izzo is.
No, you don't have to do that. My point is, I've seen plenty of great coaches not touch kids.
Okay, Rob.
I've seen plenty of them.
Of course you have.
Plenty of them. And it doesn't mean that they don't have any respect or that they're wimps. Stop it. Stop.
No, hold on.
Really? You want to say
no?
Rob,
no, no, no. Hang up.
Rob, stop.
If you're not
going to
let me talk. Bernie.
Rob, let me talk.
I'm going to let you talk. But
okay, then let me talk right now.
Do not interrupt me. Let me get my point out, and I'll let you talk.
You're repeating your point, and you cut off the caller, and I wanted to – look, Izzo's one of the few coaches that allows his players to challenge him. All these other unspeakable coaches you talk about, unnamed coaches that would never touch anybody, they would never let their players talk back to him in the first place.
That's not the only way to coach. That's my point.
That's
you don't
fair.
Have to do that. That's my point, is other guys have won way more championships than Tom Izzo and they don't have to touch their kids. That's my point. That's not the only way you can win. It's not the only way you can get people to respond to you. That's my point. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Tom Izzo and that way of coaching has gone the way of the dinosaur, and he needs to tone it down before he ends up being the next Woody Hayes. I do not agree with that style of coaching. It was a confrontation. He did grab the kid's jersey, then he runs after him.
Yes.
Tom Izzo completely lost control, and we give him the pass because he's the grand old man. He's up there with Mike Krzyzewski and Jim Boeheim, but if had that been a younger coach, he's done, period, end of story. Listen, Tom Izzo, you know, you're from the Detroit, Michigan area. You recruit regionally. You have the historic program. I know that, you know, people love you. People support you. Magic wants to be neutral. But that style, that old school Bobby Knight throwing the chair onto the court, it's so done, and he has to rein himself in. And he blows up when the team hasn't been successful in some years. Nobody wants to talk about that because he's Tom Izzo. And one of the reasons the team hasn't been successful is because it's a new day, LeBron James, player empowerment. People do not respond to that in the same way they did in generations.
Thank you.
I do not think it's not a cancelable offense. Tom Izzo, you had a great career. You know, I don't want it, but if he doesn't tone it down, he will end up like Woody Hayes. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Andre. Appreciate the call.
First of all, there's zero chance he ends up like Woody Hayes. Aaron, talk to Aaron Henry and Rob. I already consented. It's not a good look. You simply refuse to validate even 10% of the other side's contention. You dismiss it. You're dismissive. That's the part I don't like. Let's go back out to the phone lines. We're joined by Corey in Colorado. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Thank you. In my opinion, honestly, like, you're not in everybody's practices, so who knows how every coach is. And the way I saw the situation is he was talking with the young man. He had a hold of the back of his jersey, and the guy walked away. If that was your mom or dad, you would not. I mean, they would not stand for that. And
he's
we talk about these teams being a family.
We talk about these teams being Rob.
We talk about these teams being a family, like developing a family environment. You have to take a relationship in context. You guys probably have a great relationship. That's what Draymond.
You have no idea. You're assuming that. You have no
deeper.
Idea. You have no idea.
Well, obviously, my players and how they treat them, their response after.
I've talked to former Michigan State players.
It's a tight relationship.
Everybody's not kumbaya.
I agree with you. I agree. I don't think everybody's that way, but you can't coach that long and have that many players and have multiple practice situations with not having a history of more than two issues that you could even find in that situation. But look at the multitude of millions of guys that he has coached and the way that they supported him. That's what you.
They supported Bobby Knight as well. I just want you to know.
Why would you compare him to Bobby Knight?
No,
are you serious?
My point is that's what they tried to tell us with Bobby Knight. That's what they told us.
The man's won 700 games. You don't know him.
That's what.
Who?
No, that's
I don't know
what they
who.
Tried to tell us about
okay,
Bobby
yeah,
Knight.
Okay, yeah. Let's go back and get out the scrapbook and use analogies from 1976. Yeah. Izzo's won 700 games. He could not stay at an institution that long if there was a true chink in the armor. Again, for the 42nd time, was not a good look last night. Okay? Happens every couple of years, and you lose your mind. But Aaron Henry doesn't lose his mind. And Magic, or Draymond Green, of all people, if he thought there was an injustice here, he'd be the first to speak out. Rob, you got to chill on this one, man. You've carried it too far.
You couldn't be more wrong. But anyway,
why,
the college basketball
with you?
Conversation, I just said, I disagree with you. I disagree with your take. I don't believe that you have to get physical with people. You can make
a agree
point
with that.
Without getting physical. That's my point. And many other way more successful coaches than Tom Izzo have done it that way. That's why I know there's another way. Anyway, college basketball conversation continues with our man Deshaun Tate. He joins us next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Now let's welcome in one of my favorite people, Deshaun Tate. He's the college basketball analyst. He has a great podcast called Tate's Take. And let's welcome into The Odd Couple, Deshaun, Rob Parker, and Mr. Bernie Fratto. What's happening? How you doing?
Outstanding. Thanks for having me. Bernie, Rob, I should say Merry Christmas to you. It's March Madness time.
Yes,
the
sir.
Most unpredictable 3 weeks in all of sports. I'm ready to do it. I'm ear to ear right now.
I bet you are. Let's talk about the Oral Roberts Ohio State game, of course. How shocked were you about that?
I was shocked about that one. I was. That wasn't one that I had on my bracket. Ohio State is one of those teams that ended up kind of deflating towards the tail end of the season leading up to the conference tournament and obviously starting to put it together a little bit more. But there's always going to be some of those teams that you sprinkle in from time to time that look really hot. Got to be careful with those on your bracket because those are typically the ones, if you look back at previous years, the ones that end on a hot note, those are the ones that you have to be concerned about the most. In Ohio State, I just don't think they had enough bigs. They got a ton of guard play, a lot of good role players, not nearly enough bigs. Ended up showing today they're going home.
Deshaun, Merry Christmas to you. You couldn't be more right. We've already had four overtime games, and we're not through day one. My question for you is, Gonzaga, five straight Sweet 16s. They were one possession from beating North Carolina a couple years ago. They're loaded between Jalen Suggs, Corey Kispert, and down the line. Give me a reason why Gonzaga can't win this tournament.
Yeah, I think it's the partially the inexperience from the key position, which is point guard, much like the quarterback in the game of football. Jalen Suggs, obviously a really good talent, going to be a high lottery pick and so forth. So I don't think anybody's going to question that. But they tend to turn the ball over a little bit too much for my personal liking. And then I tend to think if you can go back to remember, depending on who they ended up facing later on in the tournament, you can remember that Duke team, which that would have been J.J. Redick's last chance to get a national championship. They ran into a much more athletic, a very experienced, yet still very disciplined LSU team, Tyrus Thomas, Big Baby Davis, those guys. Kind of reminds me of that. They don't really go that deep on the bench in terms of the talent, so they got to try and prevent getting into foul trouble. If they can avoid that, then I think they'll be okay.
Now, you're from East Lansing, Michigan, a big Michigan State Spartan guy. And last night, Izzo and the Spartans get knocked out in the first round. They got an 11-point halftime lead, and Izzo and Gabe Brown got into it. What happened in the second half? Why did Michigan State lose that game?
Well, it's just been the tale of Michigan State all season. There's been nothing consistent about Michigan State this season. The only thing consistent about them this year is that they have been consistently inconsistent. And in addition to that, you start looking at the rotations. Tom Izzo hasn't been able to get a guy that's been able to play consistent within that rotation, not knowing who you're going to start, not knowing who you're going to send to the bench. Nobody's really been able to put on that Spartan pride. You start thinking about Michigan State in typical years, especially this time of the year. Guys are physical. Guys play with pride. You don't really have that out of any of the guys on this roster. They all seem to kind of bring the same thing to the table, which is not a good thing for them. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons behind why we saw them going home a little bit early.
I want to follow up, Bernie, real quick.
Okay.
Tom Izzo won a championship in 2000. How surprised are you that he hasn't won another championship since 2000?
I'm surprised at that one. I didn't have any – this year didn't surprise me the least bit. But you know what? I'll tell you something. There's going to have to be some adjustments made. I don't know in terms of the recruiting, whether guys are going to transfer, whatever the case may be. But I tell you what, this is telling me is that there has to be changes made within the program. And you've had some teams that have had some opportunities. The Jaren Jackson and Miles Bridges team, they had a really good one. The year they lost to Middle Tennessee State, that was another one. And there's been quite a few of them sprinkled in there, and some people are pointing the finger at Tom Izzo. I'm not sure that you can only do that because one thing that does recycle is the players, not so much the coach, and he's a big reason why they always play well during this time of the year.
Deshaun, you bring up a great point about their inconsistency. They beat three top five teams over a 10-day period. They fall to UCLA last night, but I want to follow up with this context. Ohio State gets beat today by a 15 seed, and now North Texas leads by three in overtime over Purdue, and they're in the double bonus, and they look to be the more aggressive team. Did we possibly overrate the Big Ten, Deshaun?
I don't think so. I mean, the reality is that you had so many. Yes, they're top heavy. I think we could say that about almost any conference. But down the stretch, you know, you did have some other good teams and players that were sprinkled in there. Now, some people might say that they might be a little bit overrated considering the fact that Michigan ran away with this thing without having to share it in the regular season. But the Big 12 had a really good year this year as well. I think that they were, even if it wasn't Big 10 being the best conference, certainly a 1A, 1B with Big Ten being the 1A. But the reality is that, listen, it's a physical conference. I thought it was the best conference. Certainly, without question, it was the most competitive conference this year.
You mentioned Michigan. Can it make a run without Livers? Like, how far can they reach?
Yeah, I've got them in my bracket up to the Sweet 16 and then losing to Florida State. Can they make a run? I think it depends on – a lot of that does depend on Livers. And one of the biggest reasons is because he's one of the more experienced players, which is a key to success during this time of the year. When you start thinking about why teams succeed, it's because of the coaches. It is because of the depth on the bench. It is because of the upperclassmen. And that's something that they have in Livers. And what they have to replace that with when tomorrow's game rolls around is Shondi Brown, who is a transfer from Wake Forest. Good player, but doesn't have the – win or go home experience. Mike Smith, really good player, but he doesn't have that experience because he's a transfer as well. And as much as we love what Hunter Dickinson has done, the big man in the middle for Michigan this year, he doesn't have that experience either because he is only a freshman. Only time will tell. We'll see.
As we look forward to tonight, obviously, and tomorrow, what game are you looking forward to watching, the next big game you want to see?
Yeah, I've been riding this Ohio Bobcats bandwagon going into the NCAA tournament. I'm really high on what they've been able to put together up until this point, and seeing them against Virginia, a team that's just getting to Indianapolis today, only going to have a shoot around, not even able to have a real practice. So that's going to be a really good one. San Diego State and Syracuse. You know, I think San Diego State has something to prove. If you look at the best teams last year, being Gonzaga, Baylor, Dayton, San Diego State was one of those other teams. So they just kind of want to pick up where they left off as well. And I'm going to give you one more. Let me see if I can pull a really good one out of the hat, if you will. I'm interested to see Iona and Alabama. Alabama, one of those teams, yes, they won the regular season in the SEC. Yes, they won the conference tournament in the SEC.
What are you trying to say? Rick Pitino upset? Is that what you're trying to say?
I like Rick Pitino and Iona and a potential upset right there because, again, it is about the coaches. And this Iona's not new to this. This is not their first rodeo. They've been there about 15 or 16 times. I'm not a believer just yet in Alabama. The last time I checked, we are talking about basketball, correct?
Yes, sir. All right. His name is Deshaun Tate, college basketball analyst. On his Twitter is at Tate's Take Hoops. And if somebody wants to listen to your podcast, how can they get that?
Anywhere you find your favorite podcast, be sure to subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your mama, tell your grandmama, tell your baby mama. Tell everybody where they can find Tate's Take. You just follow me along on social media. It's posted there. We like to call it the best, the most entertaining, the most informational, and the most educational basketball content on the planet in the form of a podcast. And by the way, I'm going to throw you one more little outlier game there that you can look forward to on tomorrow. Abilene Christian is a really, really, really good team. If Texas ends up pulling a Texas like they typically do, it's not going to be just because of them. It's going to be because Abilene Christian did the right thing.
All right. Thanks for the knowledge, Deshaun Tate, college basketball analyst. Tate's Take. That's
hey,
right.
Rob?
That's his podcast. Yep.
That was outstanding. Very quickly, Jason Preston of Ohio, worth the price of admission. He's an ex-LaMelo Ball, got a little Pete Maravich in him. Don't be surprised by the upset, Virginia. He was spot on. Jason Preston of Ohio.
All right, more to come with the Odd Couple. Stick and stay. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio, America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Bernie Fratto in for Chris Broussard, who's off tonight. He'll be back on Monday. We'll be in full effect come Monday here on the Odd Couple. And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Pick up the phone and call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. And Bernie, let's wrap up the show talking a little bit about the wide receivers not signing with Baltimore. Galladay, I should say, didn't. I guess there was an offer on the table, and Juju Smith-Schuster had a chance to move from Pittsburgh to Baltimore. He decided to take a little less money, stay with Pittsburgh. Is there any way of linking this to Lamar Jackson? I know you made a reference earlier in the show, but that maybe wide receivers looking to put up numbers aren't interested in coming to Baltimore?
No, I don't think so. I think that's been overplayed, especially in Juju Smith-Schuster's part. He's made very clear his love for Pittsburgh. He got $8 million. He helped him under the cap. He likes living there. He said, it'll take a wrecking ball to get me out of here. I don't think in any way you can conflate that with not wanting Lamar Jackson to throw him the ball. Lamar Jackson's completed 66% of his passes the last 2 years. In Kenny Galladay's case, I think he got some really bad advice because the Lions last October offered him a 2-year deal for $38 million. He turned it down. Then he tweets out, you're going to regret this. Well, now he's holding the bag. He's negotiating with the New York Giants. He's going to get a fraction of what he would have gotten. Not only will it be a 1-year deal, it'll be for a lot less money than $18 or $19 million annually. He neatly ignored the fact that the salary cap, teams are going to be in salary cap hell this year because of what happened during COVID. He can make it up in a couple of years, but he's going to have to take 2 steps backward to go forward.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It would be great if they could add a receiver to help Lamar out. I'm with you. I'm not that down on him. I mean, he's a different kind of player. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Patrick Mahomes. That's not his game. You know what I mean? So he can still get the job done. They won a playoff game, finally got that off his plate. So that's a good thing moving forward. But it will be interesting. I do think they do need to add, though, a receiver to help him out, don't they?
Oh, certainly, Rob. They've got to add that dimension to that offense because there are too many times on third down, too many times in the red zone, too many times in the fourth quarter where Lamar Jackson has had to put the team on his back. And he's almost done it, but I agree with you. You've got to have a deep threat to stretch the field, and you've got to have guys that can take pressure off the running game and open up running lanes. Add that, and Baltimore's not that far away.
Right, because once you do that, when you're too one-dimensional and people know what you're doing, even if you're good at it, they're eventually going to stop you, Bernie. And if they don't know what's coming, and there's another threat, another option, then you can't cheat. And that's what makes you make the defense honest. And I think that's what Baltimore needs to do going forward. But I'm not at all. Lamar Jackson is a young quarterback. He's accomplished a lot. After he lost his first 2 playoff games, people are like, oh, well, he can't win in the playoffs. Really? I just don't get that, how people were so down on him after a couple of playoff losses. But I think the sky's the limit. I still think that he is the type of quarterback that could lead a team to a championship, especially because of Baltimore's defense. And if they play well and he doesn't make any mistakes, Bernie, they can win.
Well, they're knocking on the door already. He's been an MVP, and he's an absolute difference maker. And he throws well enough from the pocket. You're right, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not some of the other traditional, prototypical pocket quarterbacks. But he throws the ball well enough to be taken serious, much more serious than Purdue, who just locked by 9, Rob. So what we said at the top of the show turned out to be prescient. The Big Ten is now officially on overrated watch.
Another one goes down. Unbelievable.
13th seed.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And, you know, Michigan still has to play. So how many Big Ten teams? Is that 3?
That's 3 now. So you still got Rutgers alive. You got Michigan alive. You got Illinois alive. You know, right on Maryland, right on down the road. But let's face it, there are people that had Purdue and Ohio State in their Final Four for sure.
Oh, no doubt. And they're out already. Amazing already. And, yes, the weekend will be fun. Enjoy the games, the chicken wings, the pizza. You know, we're starting to feel a little bit like life is returning, and we'll say to Mr. Bernie Fratto, thanks for filling in today, as always, for Chris Broussard. Hope you had some fun.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.